Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Boy, you couldn't get a better day for National Blank Day. Wouldn't be doing my job. I didn't bring it up once, at least twice a week. With the weather we're having in Kansas City, was like a mild 40 degrees today.
It's not mild out there, man. That wind is whipping. The rain's coming in from the side. By 2 p.m., they say the sun is going to be moving out, which, by the way, real quick, shout out to Rob Maloney's son, AJ, turns 18 today. Flex!
Yeah. Shout out, AJ.
By SIGs, AJ.
Yeah, dude.
Hell yeah. Get some American spirits, brother.
I don't know about that.
Why does every country singer now sing about smoking American spirits?
Nostalgic.
I don't know, man. My daughter made a country playlist, which was awesome, and we were listening to it. Mm. And at least two different country and Western singers. I think one was Luke Combs, and one may have been, who's the guy that threw the chair off the balcony?
Morgan Wallen.
May have been him. May have been the guy who played it. Actually, it was the guy who played at Kauffman Stadium a couple of weeks ago. Tate McRae or something.
That's
like
female.
That. Okay. That's who they saw last night. Tyler Childers, who's really good.
He's great.
Oh, my God.
He is. I'd love to see him.
Yeah, he's fantastic.
He doesn't play his good stuff anymore.
My daughter kind of introduced me. He doesn't play his good stuff anymore, huh?
He got saved, and he doesn't want to go back to that route. He wants to be a new guy.
That's fair. So I think it was the kid who played at Kauffman Stadium a couple months ago.
Sucking on a chin.
No. Yeah. And then it was Luke Combs, and they're both singing about American Spirit cigarettes. I'm like, God, you guys are can't you afford like Camels?
Well, those are like American Spirits are like supposed to be a healthier route.
It's smoke. You're inhaling into your lungs. There's nothing healthy about it.
I don't know if it has the same lyrical value. Camel, American Spirit,
Marlboro.
Well, here comes your mailman from Cheers. Yeah. So Cillian Murphy, when he did Peaky Blinders, would smoke like 250 herbal cigarettes. They were made with like tea leaves and like all this like sort of like spices. And now he will not take a roll because he smokes so many like of those fake like altered Hollywood cigarettes. Yeah. They will not take a role now that involves a character smoking.
Oh, my God. Wow.
Damn.
That's interesting.
Mailman from Cheers.
Yeah,
but no, National. The National Day today is National Hermit Day.
Yeah, perfect.
National Cat Day. National Oatmeal Day.
I love it.
What does that explain to you? National Cat Nap, stay alone inside all day today.
And eat oatmeal.
Yeah. I don't know about that. I can't eat oatmeal.
Oh, you don't like oatmeal.
You don't like it. I love oatmeal.
Dusty doesn't. We like it.
I'm in on oatmeal, man. I had some on Saturday.
Very much.
Really good.
Ooh, nice.
Like when you get restaurant oatmeal, it's just good.
It's great.
You know?
Yes. Give me some cinnamon. Give me some fruit.
Yeah, a little milk on top, craisins maybe, dump them in there.
That's a good one.
Or you just get a bowl of fruit and put a little cinnamon on top.
Sounds good too, but give me that oatmeal.
Oatmeal, I just feel like
it's texture, isn't it, for
you? Yeah, it's like when you do that like burp and the throw up comes up, it goes back down.
Oh, yeah, I get you on that one. That's
the texture.
Yeah,
it's a texture
sour
thing.
Burp thing. I get it. That's fine. Yeah.
Speaking of sour, real or fake, we did the Broncos, we did the Colts, and we did the Lions,
yes. Well, let's continue. Let's go back to that AFC. How about the Patriots first in that division, 6-2 right now?
Hey, I'm going to sound like a hypocrite, but I think they are real. And the reason I think they're real is because of the head coach. And if they didn't have a legitimate head coach there, I wouldn't believe, and they wouldn't be as good as they are right now.
Hell no.
Okay? This is all because of what Mike Vrabel's got going on. And so I'm going to go and say they are real. Drake May right now is second in the MVP odds. He has passed Josh Allen at this point. Patrick Mahomes obviously is number one in those MVP odds. But I do. I think they're real. I think I watch that team. That is going to be a scary team in January. And it's a team that is 1,000,000% bought into their coach. And I haven't seen a turnaround like that since Andy Reid came here to Kansas City, where you took over a dog and flipped it into a winner the next year. Vrabel's doing that right now. That was a money hire by New England.
Yeah, I want to say they're real because the culture's real now. Vrabel standing outside the locker room every time they win a game or lose a game, and he's shaking hands, patting him on the back. I think they're bought in with Drake May. You take Mike McDaniels and you say, hey, here's the deal. You're never going to be a good head coach, but you'll be a great coordinator. You just worry about Drake May. I'll worry about the defense. They beat Buffalo. Yep. In Buffalo. Mm-hmm. That's a real win, dude.
Primetime game.
Yeah, but that's they don't need Mike McDaniel. I mean, that guy's doing yeoman's work right now. Josh McDaniels.
That's what I mean, Josh McDaniels. I'm sorry. Yeah, Josh McDaniels.
Okay, yeah, that makes sense.
They have him as the offensive coordinator doing his job with Drake May. And Drake May, depending on where you're at, second or third in MVP voting. But again, they're winning their division.
Mm-hmm.
And Buffalo's got to beat Kansas City, but they've also got to worry about New England. Kind of like the Chiefs have to beat Buffalo, but they got to worry about Denver.
You know what's interesting about that? You just hit on something subconsciously. Buffalo's never had to worry about anybody in their division before.
Nope. It's true.
This is the first
Miami's
year.
Miami's had some decent seasons.
Yeah, but where you're really concerned at Buffalo, you know?
No.
I think this is the first time in the Josh Allen era where they got to say, oh, the division's kind of at stake right now. Because the Patriots are a damn good football team.
Yeah, that one game, I mean, that they lost to, I mean, that has changed their season for Buffalo. If they win that game against New England, they're maybe not as worried about the division. But you're right, they've got them, I was going to say, on their back, but really, they're on the Patriots' back. They're chasing them right now with that tiebreaker. Let's stick in the NFC, Pittsburgh. Or AFC, Pittsburgh.
They're not real. All of a sudden, now they lost that game on, what was it, Sunday night?
Yep.
And now people are talking about Tomlin and Rodgers' relationship, where 24 hours prior they were all happy and he was going to sign a new deal and stay there another year. And so I don't know. There's just something there. I still think they're going to win that division, but I still think they're kind of a paper tiger when it comes to the postseason.
According to Vegas, they're fake, right? He said Baltimore's -105 to win the AFC North.
They are.
That's nuts to me.
We are going to get to them next. Are they real or fake?
I'm going to say fake.
I would say they're real because Lamar Jackson came out and defended his coach yesterday.
That's a good point.
He said it was my suggestion we get the games out. It was my suggestion. Now, whether it was or not, that's a real guy sticking up for his guy and saying, hey, that's still my number one. That's the guy that gave me a chance. That's the guy that drafted me 32nd overall and let me become the guy that I am, which is the MVP two times, predominantly a good team in the AFC. I would say they're still real because of what is still real to me from what I've seen being released to the media, that it was Lamar Jackson's idea, whether it was or not. He took the sword and he stabbed himself and said, hey, I'm dying on this hill. It was my idea to tell the equipment director, get all this blank out of here. It's time to focus on what matters most, and that's winning and getting to the playoffs. So I'll give him the real for now.
Yeah, I just the record still precedes itself with me on where they are. And the early struggles of the season, giving up a lot of points, like their defense has just been so wounded. I know Lamar's coming back. I don't know, man. I don't know that they got enough now, this late in the season, if you will, to turn that around. If they do, Mac gets all the credit in the world because he's been sticking by these guys.
How about the Philadelphia Eagles over there in the NFC?
Define real.
That's what I'm wondering, too, with some of this.
Because I'm going to go AI with Philly.
AI?
Yeah.
Okay, I like that middle ground AI.
Yeah, they're not real, per se, because Saquon Barkley's been irrelevant this year. They've had infighting.
That's gone under-discussed.
Well, we just knew it, though, he was going to be this year. This is the way Saquon Barkley works. Well, he said it last year. One year good, one year bad. They're a good team. I do like their quarterback. For whatever reason, that coach works there in Philadelphia, but it's like, I don't know. It's AI. They're an AI team for me.
I would say they're real, but I'm going to take Marcus Spears' point on this from Monday Night Football. They're real because they're a problem child. And everybody knows that you went to school with that class clown or you went to the school with the bad kid. They are the bad kid. They're the obnoxious, you know, but for some reason they produce and they have a talented roster and they do this every single year. They did it last year and they won the Super Bowl, beat the bricks off the Chiefs. They did it. They are a real team. They have the real talent. They have that. Their record is real. They are who they are, but they are just they're just an obnoxious child is what Marcus Spears compared
to. That is a good comparison.
So I will say, they're the best. I mean, look, Big Dom, Nick Sirianni, it works for them.
It's a sitcom.
And it's a real thing for them. We may not like it, but it's real to them.
Mm-hmm. Quickly, a team that's on the line, Bucks.
Mm. AI again.
AI?
Too many injuries right now to say whether they're real or fake. The injuries do factor, and all those wide receivers being out now, you know?
I would say the Bucks are real just because they're doing it with a rookie. They're doing it with Baker Mayfield, and yep. He's real. Like, you're seeing the real version, finally, of Baker Mayfield mm-hmm. the last couple of years in Tampa. I think that Todd Bowles is a real defensive. He's going to go after people. They're still fighting. They could have let injuries derail them.
And they lost that Liam Cohen, who everybody's...
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contracts. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
So it was a really good coordinator, and they haven't missed a beat.
That's twice in a row. Dave Canales and losing Liam Cohen. That offense has stuck, and the one factor that stayed the same, Baker Mayfield.
But it's interesting because Detroit the same way. They lost their offensive coordinator, and their offense has been just fine, too, except against the Chiefs. But that's to be said because the Chiefs are better than you.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before, T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.